This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry, along with by-elections in four assembly constituencies across three states, remained largely peaceful yesterday. According to the Election Commission, Assam recorded a voter turnout of 85.38%, while Puducherry saw 89.83%, both the highest ever in their assembly election history. In Kerala, polling stood at 78.03%. Campaigning has intensified in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, where assembly polls are scheduled next. Meanwhile, in West Bengal, scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of elections will take place today. Stalwarts like BJP leader and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee are in the fray in the second phase. Government has notified the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Act 2026 after President Draupadi Murmu gave her assent to the bill yesterday. The legislation was published in the Gazette. More from our correspondent.
The newly enacted law provides for 50% of certain posts to be filled through deputation from the Indian Police Service in the rank of Inspector General and at least 67% through deputation at the level of Additional Director General. The legislation aims to create a uniform system for recruitment and service conditions of Group A General Duty Officers across Central Armed Police Forces, including CRPF, BSF, CISF, ITBP and SSB. A key provision of the Act empowers the central government to frame rules on recruitment and service conditions, overriding any conflicting laws, court judgments, or previous administrative orders. The Central Armed Police Forces play a vital role in national security. With Nitika Gupta's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said the partnership between India and Mauritius has seen significant progress over the past year. Speaking to media after meeting the Mauritian Prime Minister, Navin Ramgoolam, in Port Louis, Dr. Jayashankar said that discussions covered a wide range of areas, including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building, and people-to-people ties. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington. The meeting took place at the White House and focused on strengthening bilateral cooperation across key sectors. Both sides reviewed the India-US partnership with emphasis on trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and the Quad framework. In Uttar Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak and Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Shahi conducted an aerial survey to assess crop damage caused by unseasonal rains and strong winds this week. Acting on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, the leaders surveyed several affected districts including Barabanki, Ayodhya, Ambedkar Nagar, Azamgarh, Amethi, Sultanpur, Fatehpur, Unnao and Lucknow. Later, review meetings were held in Azamgarh and Fatehpur with senior district officials to assess the situation on the ground. In order to curb digital frauds, Reserve Bank of India has released a discussion paper suggesting additional measures to prevent digital frauds. RBI has invited comments and feedback through Connect to Regulate link on RBI website till the 8th of May. In international news, Israel has strongly criticized remarks made by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in the ongoing Middle East tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. The response came after Mr. Asif made controversial comments on social media referring to Israel. World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. The day is observed to commemorate the birth anniversary of Dr. Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy. The theme this year is Homeopathy for Sustainable Health. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets last night. And in today's fixture, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.